的时候，我会到一个很特别的地方。
It was a place where two rivers met together.
那个地方呢，有几条两条小河汇合在一起。
And they became a wider river.
那变成一条大河。
And as kids, we would spend a lot of time standing there.
那我们这些小孩呢，会花很多时间站在那边。
And we were amazed at the beauty of this river.
被它的美震撼了。
I think that's a good picture of what it's like to follow Jesus.
这是我们跟随主耶稣一幅很美好的图画。
When we begin to follow Jesus, our lives are like a stream or a river.
当我们跟随耶稣的时候，我们的生命就像小河一样。
And then we learn more of the priorities of Jesus.
那我们也学习到主耶稣的优先次序。
And another stream is added to that river.
那另外一条小河呢，也加进来了。
And we begin to live out more of the priorities of Jesus.
那我们活出更多主耶稣的优先次序。
And the river gets wider and wider.
那这条河呢，就渐渐变成了大河。
And our lives become a beautiful and a powerful picture.
那我们的生命呢，就成为一幅美妙而且很强大的图画。
And people can look at our lives and say, that's what it's like to follow Jesus.
当别人看到我们的生命的时候，他们也看到，哦，原来真正主耶稣的追求者的生命是这样的。
So today, let's look at three of the top priorities of Jesus.
那今天我们来看看主耶稣三个的优先次序。
I invite you this morning to lean in close to the chest of Jesus.
我今天希望你能贴近上主耶稣的胸膛。
And listen for his heartbeat.
来听听他的心跳。
And together this morning, let's hear what the heartbeat of Jesus is.
来，我们听听主耶稣心跳在告诉我们什么。
The first group of people that is close to the heart of Jesus are those who are lost.
那最先这些人群是谁呢？
Let's read Matthew chapter 28, verse 19.
我们来念念马太福音二十八章十九节。所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Jesus wants people from every nation, tribe, and tongue.
主耶稣迫切的希望所有来自各族各邦有各种语言的人。
He wants them to know his salvation and his healing.
他希望他们经历到他完全的救恩跟医治。
His goodness and his faithfulness.
他的信实
and his restoration in their lives.
还有他的重整，生命的重整。
Lost people are in the heart of Jesus.
这些失丧的人，他们都在主耶稣的心中。
I came from a non-Christian family.
我从一个非基督徒的家庭出来。
And I remember how terrible it was to be lost.
我记得很清楚，失丧是怎么一回事。
I did not know what the meaning of life was.
我不明白生命的价值。
I did not know how to fill the emptiness in my life.
我不知道怎么去填满我心中的空虚。
And so it's good for us to remember that it's not good to be lost.
我们很容易去记得，但是呢，被失落、被遗忘，这感觉不好。
I'll show you a picture of a little girl named Kat.
那这一个小女生呢，叫 Pat.
And she's sitting right in front of her dad.
他就坐在他爸爸的前面。
Kat belonged to a family that was lost.
那 Kat 呢？他是在一个失丧的家庭当中。
She was growing up in the nation of Thailand.
他在泰国长大。
And there's very few people there who know Jesus.
那里很少的人知道耶稣。
There's also a lot of very extreme poverty in the nation of Thailand.
在那边非常非常的穷困。
And sometimes when people are poor, they don't know how valuable they are.
当一个人很贫穷的时候，他不知道自己其实是很有价值的。
And they make bad decisions.
他们做了一些决定。
And many of the parents will sell their children into slavery.
那很多的父母亲呢，把小孩呢卖到那个，
like the sex trade, yeah.And, but fortunately, Kat was able to be sponsored through our family.
但是很幸运的 ，Kat 呢能够得到我们希望会的赞助。
And she came to know Jesus.
她认识了耶稣。
And she came to know how valuable she was in God's eyes.
她认识到在主耶稣的眼中她是多么有价值的。
And she started to be a leader at the Compassion Center.
她在希望会呢开始当起领袖。
She got vocational training.
那她得到专业的训练。
And then when she graduated out of the program,
她毕业之后
the director sent us a letter as the sponsors.
那个会长呢寄了一封信给我们，我们是他的赞助者。
And the director said, "You probably didn't know this."
这个会长说你可能不知道这回事。
But not only did Kat come to know Jesus.
那 Kat 呢，不但认识了主耶稣。
Also, her whole family came to know Jesus.
她全家都信了主。
So you can see her whole family there on the motorbike.
所以这全家呢就在这个bike 上面。
They are no longer lost.
他们不再是失丧的。
And I want you to know this is normal in the ministry of compassion.
在希望会呢，这一幅图画是非常的正常的。
Every 4 minutes, a child is coming to Jesus through compassion.
在希望会每四分钟就有一个家庭，有个小孩来信主。
And on average, another 4 family members also come to know Jesus when that child comes to know Jesus. Sorry, that was a bit...
那平均下来呢，当一个小孩信了主之后，他家庭有四个成员也跟着信主了。
So through the ministry of compassion, you can be part of seeing lost people one to Jesus.
那透过希望会呢，你可以看到很多失丧的灵魂归向主耶稣。
So let's lean in close to the heart of Jesus today.
让我们来靠近主耶稣的心。
And we'll hear his heart beating.
我们可以听到他的心在敲打。
The lost, the lost, the lost.
那失丧的，失落的。
Another group that's very close to the heart of Jesus is the least.
那另外一组人是谁呢？他们是最微不足道的。
Let's read about them in Matthew chapter 25.
我们来念念马太福音25:34-40。于是王要向那右边的说：“你们这蒙我父赐福的。”可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国，因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留我住；我赤身肉体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。一人就回答说：“主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了给你吃，渴了给你喝？什么时候见你做客旅留你住？”或是侧身肉体给你穿，又什么时候见你病了，或是在监里来看你们呢？主要回答说：“我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。”
Jesus cares very much about people who are suffering.
主耶稣非常的关心那些受苦的人。
He calls them brothers and sisters.
他称他们为弟兄姊妹。
And he says, whatever we do to them is what we do to him.
我们坐在他们身上的，就好像坐在主耶稣身上一样。
If we care for them, Jesus will reward us.
如果我们关心他们，主耶稣会奖赏我们。
The man in the middle is named Everett Swanson.
那中间的那个人呢，他叫 Edward.
And he was invited to.Preached to the Korean troops during the Korean War.
他在那个韩国战争的时候，他被派到那边去给他们传福音。
And he went out walking in the streets.
他到街上去走。
A little boy stole his coat off his arm.
那有一个小男孩呢，偷了他的衣服。
He chased after the boy.
他追着那小男孩。
And found his coat.
那找到了他的外套。
And under the coat was a lump, the shape of a boy.
那在那个外套下面呢，有一个小男孩的身子。
And he found that there was thousands of children who had been abandoned.
他发现有好几千的小孩被遗弃了。
And they were trying to stay warm.
因为他们想要取暖。
And they were trying to get enough food to survive.
他们也希望找到食物能继续生存。
And he saw everyday garbage trucks would go out into the streets.
他每一天看到垃圾车在街上。
And they would kick piles of garbage.
他们会踢这些垃圾。
And they would leave some of the piles on the street.
他们把有一些的垃圾堆呢，把它遗留下来。
And some of the piles they would pick up and throw onto the truck.
那另外一堆呢，他们就会捡起，丢到那个垃圾车上去。
And he asked someone, "What's happening?"
他就问他这怎么回事。
And they said that the little children will take rags and newspapers and pile them on top of themselves at night.
他说这些小孩呢，晚上呢会把一些报纸呢，铺在自己身上。
And try and stay warm.
取暖。
And the workers come and kick the piles.
那这些工人去踢这些一堆堆的垃圾。
And if the pile moves a little bit,
如果这堆垃圾有动静。
They know that child survived.
他们知道这小孩还是
And if they come and they kick the pile,
如果他踢了这堆垃圾
and there doesn't seem to be any movement,
如果没有动静
they'll scoop up the garbage and the child,
他们会把小孩跟垃圾一起捡起
and throw them on the back of the truck,
丢到垃圾车上去
every day going out into the streets, throwing children onto the back of the truck.
每一天到街上捡小孩把小孩扔到垃圾车里面去。
This man is flying home.
这个男人回家的时候。
And he hears God speaking to him.
他听到上帝跟他讲话。
What are you going to do?
你该做什么呢？
So he gathered some friends together.
所以他找了一些朋友。
And they were the very first Compassion International sponsors.
他们就是希望会最一开始的一些赞助者。
And they took care of these children.
他们照顾了这班小孩。
Many years later, the church in Korea became very strong.
很多年以后呢，韩国的教会非常的强大。
The economy became strong.
经济也好了。
And compassion was able to leave the nation of Korea.
那
The compassion was able to leave the country of Korea.
Korea,
because the church was taking care of the.
Okay, 希望会呢能够离开韩国。
And the leaders of the Korean church said to Compassion,
那这些领袖呢，被送到希望会的。
You will be back.
他说你会回来的。
And we will take care of children in other countries.
那我们会照顾其他国家的小孩。
And that's exactly what happened.
这正是这样的情况。
So the president of Compassion came back to Korea.
那希望会呢，又回到了韩国。
And he was reintroducing compassion to that country.
那他重新介绍了希望会到韩国去。
And he was giving an amazing speech.
那他给了一个很好的演讲。
And over here, a man kept interrupting him and waving his arms.
那在这边呢，有一个男人呢一直在骚扰他，一直在摇，跟他摇手。
It looks like you have something to say.
他就说，你好像有些什么话想说，是吧？
And the man stood up.
这个男人站起来
and he said, "You don't need to tell us about compassion."
他说你不需要告诉我们希望会怎么回事。
We are your children.
我们是你的孩子。
And all over the room, there was men and women that had been out on the streets.
那整个会众当中有好多小孩是曾经是街童。
And they had been sponsored with compassion.
他们都是被希望会赞助的街童。
And now they were the leaders in the church and the leaders in business in the nation.
他们现在已经成为了教会的领袖，在商界也是领袖。
God wanted to turn things around in the country of Korea.
主耶稣在韩国要做大事。
And he did it through the least of these children.
他透过了这些最微不足道的小孩做到了。
And all over the room, men and women began to stand up.
那在整个会场当中，所有的人开始站起来
，and say, "I'm your child."
开始告诉他说，我是你的孩子。
I'm your son. I'm your daughter.
我是你的儿子，是你的女儿。
So let's lean in close to the heart of Jesus today.
我们贴近主耶稣的胸膛。
And we'll hear his heart beating.
我们会听到他的心跳声。
The least, the least.
最卑微的，最卑微的。
The last group we want to look at today is the littlest.
最后呢，我们要看到的是最小的。
We already read one of these passages earlier, so we'll just read the other one then.
我们呢之前已经念过这些的经文，我们念念其他的。
I think it was.
Which one?
It was Matthew 19 that was read earlier, so let's read Matthew 18.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
我们来念马太福音十八章五到六节。 凡为我的名接待一个像小孩子的，就是接待我。凡使这信我的一个小子跌倒的，倒不如把大磨石拴在这人的颈项上，沉在深海里。
In the Gospels, we see that little people were a big priority to Jesus.
那在福音呢，我们看到主耶稣看小孩呢是非常重的。
He wants them to be cared for and protected.
他希望他们被照顾，被保护。
He wants them to have the opportunity to come to him.
他希望他们能够到他前来。
And he has a special place for them in his kingdom.
在他的国度当中，他们有一个特别的位置。
This man in the middle is named Jonathan.
这个中间的这个男人叫做 John, 约拿丹。
And we met him in the Dominican Republic.
我们在那个多米尼加这个国家见到他。
And he wanted us to know why he was so passionate about the ministry of compassion.
他要让我们知道他为什么这么热衷于希望会的事工。
His heart's desire is that many more children get sponsored through compassion.
他特别希望更多的小孩透过希望会能够被赞助。
So he told us his story.
所以他告诉了我们他的故事。
When he was just 7 years old,
他七岁的时候，
he was fatherless.
他没有父亲。
And his mother would send him out into the street every day.
每一天，他的妈妈都把他送到街上。
And she would say, "Sell these little bags of juice."
他会卖这些小的果子。
And if you sell enough, we'll eat today.
他说，你要是卖到足够的话，我们今天晚上有饭吃。
So off he would go into the streets as a little boy.
所以每一天他都会到街上去。
He had been born as a result of a secret affair.
他是外遇而生下的孩子。
A man had been married and had an affair on the side.
那有个男人呢，有了外遇。
But then the man's family found out about the secret, which was Jonathan.
那这个男人的家呢，就发现了这个外遇所生的孩子。
And the father came to Jonathan and said these words.
他的父亲，约拿丹的父亲来到他面前对他说，
You were a mistake.
你是一个错误。
I never want to see you again.
我以后都不要再见到你。
So this little boy is living without hope.
这小孩呢，他生存着，但是他没有希望。
He's going home that day.
那天他回家。
He reads a letter from his compassion sponsor.
他在读希望会给他写的信，就是他的赞助者给他写的信。
And his sponsor sends a different kind of message into his life.
这当中他看到的不一样的message,
a different kind of
信息，谢谢。
That sounds good to me. Okay, so, and the sponsor says, Jonathan, today I was thinking of all the things I'm grateful for.
他说，约拿丹，我今天想到了好多好多我可以感恩的事。
And I want you to know,
我要告诉你，
I'm grateful for you.
我为你而感谢。
And he goes to the compassion center every day.
他每一天都到希望会的那个办公室去。
And he hears how valuable he is in God's eyes.
在当中他听到了原来他在上帝的眼中是这么有价值的。
And that God has given him gifts and abilities.
那主耶稣呢也给了他不同的恩赐。
And he starts walking through his neighborhood in a different way.
那他在他的社区走的时候呢，也走得不一样了。
Instead of walking with his head down,
他不再是低着头在走。
He puffs out his chest like a bullfrog.
他挺着身子，走得很正。
And he walks down the streets like a little guy.
他就像这样子走着。
And he's thinking, God is with me.
他想什么呢？他想说，上帝与我同在。
God can change my neighborhood.
上帝可以改变我的社区。
Things are going to change in my country.
这个国家会改变的。
And so it came to the day when we were going to meet Jonathan when he was in his 20s.
那他二十几岁的时候，我们去见到了约拿丹。
And all of his friends said, "You have to meet Jonathan."
那所有他的朋友都告诉我们说，你一定要去见见这个约拿丹。
And so we walked over to where he was.
所以我们走到他那边去。
And we stretched out our hand to shake his hand.
我们跟他握手。
And they said, "This is our friend Jonathan."
他们告诉我说，这就是我们的朋友约拿丹。
And he is going to be the president of the Dominican Republic.
他将会成为多米尼加的总统。
And I'm shaking Jonathan's hand.
那我跟他握手的时候。
And he's got fire in his eyes.
你看到他眼中的火焰。
And I look around the circle.
我周围望了一圈。
Where all his friends are.
他的那些朋友,
and they have the same fire in their eyes.
他们的眼中一样，同样有这样子的火焰。
And they say, "Maybe you didn't hear us."
他们说你好像没有听到我们讲的吧。
Our friend Jonathan,
我们的朋友,
is going to be the president of the Dominican Republic.
约拿丹，他会成为多米尼加这个国家的元首。
And we're looking at him, thinking he's so young.
我们看着他这么年轻啊。
But he has.He has a five-year political campaign.
他有五年的参政经验。
And he's running to be a senator in the year 2020.
2020年呢，他要竞选参议员。
And all of his friends are his political campaign team.
那他所有的朋友呢，都是帮助他去参与这个政治的。
And he has a great chance of winning.
那他有很大的机会会赢出。
But he believes that God has called him to transform his nation.
但是他相信上帝呼召他去改变这个国家。
He wants to make it easier in his country.
他要让这个国家更加的容易。
For children to come out of poverty.
让小孩能够更容易走出穷困。
And he wants to be a Christian leader.
他要成为一个基督徒的领袖。
How did this happen?
这怎么发生的呢？
Because someone looked at a little boy.
因为有一个人看着这个小男孩
and said to him,
告诉他
you matter to Jesus.
你在上帝的眼中是重要的
so you matter to me.
所以你对我也很重要
so let's lean in close to the heart of Jesus.
让我们靠近主耶稣的胸膛
and we'll hear his heart beating.
我们会听到他的心跳
for the littlest.
敲打着给最小的那最小的
We love the ministry of compassion.
我们非常的爱我们的希望会的事工。
Because it helps us care for the lost, the least, and the littlest.
因为它让我们看到那世上的最小的、最微不知道的。
The children that you can sponsor today.
今天你可以赞助的小孩。
Are all of those things.
他们属于这一群。
Over 80% of them come from non-Christian family backgrounds.
80% of them come from non-Christian families.
Over 80% come from families that make less than $2 a day.
在这80%的家庭当中，他们有很多每天挣不超过$2.
But sometimes we get asked, "What makes compassion different?"
那有时候他们会问我们说，这个希望会跟其他的机构有什么不一样呢？
I'll quickly cover those four things that make compassion unique.
我会告诉你有四样东西我们是不一样的。
First of all, compassion is Christ-centered.
我们是以基督为中心的。
The best way to lead someone out of poverty?
那什么方法最容易帮助人走出贫困呢？
Is to introduce them to Jesus.
就是给他们介绍主耶稣基督。
Compassion is child-focused.
我们着重在儿童的事工。
When people are young,
那小当人们还年轻的时候
it's that they have the greatest openness to come to Christ.
他们对主耶稣有特别敞开的心。
Compassion is church-based.
那希望会呢，我们也以教会为基础。
Everything that compassion does is done through the local church.
那希望会所有的事工都是透过社区的教会去办的。
So in 5 years or 20 years,
五年、二十年之后
they're still in that neighborhood ministering to people.
他们仍然在这个社区去牧养这群人。
Compassion is also committed to financial integrity.
那希望会呢也有财政诚信的保证。
Compassion always gets rated as one of the top charities in the world.
那我们常常被评为最有诚信的
for financial integrity.
在我们的财政方面，我们是最有诚信的。
So let's watch this video that shows the impact that you have.
那我们看看以下的这一段的短片。
When you sponsor a child with compassion.
当你透过希望会去赞助小孩子时候，你到底是做些什么呢？
So we'll go ahead if we're ready, unless maybe I need to press this one more time.
我们可以把这个 video 放出来。
My father was taken away from us, and by that I mean he was murdered. Nothing was the same for me. My mother had no job, my father was the only breadwinner. We moved from where we stayed to a place called Naguru Kasenke, which is one of Uganda's largest slums. And then I was introduced to our new home, which was a 12 by 12 room. I looked up on the roof, it was a tin roof that had holes in it. That was a night that we would stay standing.Get little buckets placed just where the holes in the roof are and wait until morning. A reality hit me that day, that this was life. Poverty began to speak to me as a child. I felt I was nothing. I didn't matter. Nobody cared to know my name. I think the best way I could describe who I was and what I thought is the word hopeless. My mother, in tears,approached one of her friends just to share with her friend. And her friend shared with her about compassion. Compassion staff members immediately came to our home. I remember them coming with files to get details of who we were, what our story was. I got the news that a young lady, Heather, she was 15 years old, a teenager. She had decided to sponsor me.I cannot find the words to describe the joy that filled our home when we got the news. Richmond, you've got a sponsor, which means you can now go back to school. That ushered in me an opportunity to rekindle this hope that was taken away. Heather began to write to me. To hear words like, Richmond, I love you. Richmond, I'm praying for you.They began to bring healing into places that were destroyed by voices and poverty and my self-image. I credit a lot of how I feel now about myself to those letters that I received from my sponsor. June the 3rd, 1996, I worked forward to accept the Lord Jesus in my heart. I began to feel, wow, I have been released from poverty. I have been released.God began to continue to grow the leadership within me. And then I felt fully called to pursue pastoral ministry. I began the Pastors Discipleship Network, a ministry that exists to train and equip pastors. And I spend a lot of my life training and equipping pastors in the Word of God. Looking back into my life and thinking where I am right now and what I'm doing, I don't think any of this would have been possible without compassion.Compassion works. Everything that was placed within the program has helped build me to who I am right now. Poverty is not just the lack of money, the lack of material, food, and water. Poverty is in. It's deep. My name is Richmond Wandera, and I was released from poverty in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
谢谢。
So this morning, we'd like to give you an opportunity.
今天早上，我希望大家给你，我希望给大家一个机会。
To have that kind of impact on the life of a child.
在这些小孩的身上做一样事。
So we invite you to come and visit us at the table at the back.
我希望大家可以到后面的那个桌子上看我们的消息。
And you can sponsor a child by filling out one of these forms.
你今天就可以赞助一个小孩。
And leaving it with us, and we'll mail those all in together at the end of the morning.
那你填了这个表格之后呢，你可以给我们，我们会寄出去。
The first part will tell you about the child.
那首页呢会告诉你这小孩的一些资料。
And then the other two parts are what you'll fill out and leave with us.
那中间呢有一些你们需要填的。
And when you sponsor a child today,
你今天如果赞助一个小孩,
you can be confident
你要很有信心的知道,
that you are caring for the lost, the least, and the littlest.
你今天就照顾了那失丧的, 那最小的。
And when you sponsor a child today,
你今天如果赞助一个小孩,
we'd like to give you a choice of one of two different gifts.
那我们会给你一个礼物。
The first is a worship album.
你可以选第一个呢是一个 CD.
And it's written by my favorite songwriter of all time.
这是我最喜爱的人所写的。
It's my wife.
那就是我太太写的歌。
Or you can choose this book.
或者你可以选这一本书。
It's called Refuel.
这本书叫Refill.
And it's written by.
加油。
It's written by an author who isn't famous yet.
那这一个的作者呢，还不是很有名。
It's me.
那就是我。
So please come and sponsor a child.
所以希望大家今天都能赞助一个小孩。
And you can choose one of those thank you gifts.
那你就在这个礼物当中选其一。
We're so grateful to you as a church.
我今天特别特别感激你们这间教会。
And we're grateful that you're a church that cares about the nations.
我特别感恩你们教会非常的关心万民。
And we're grateful to Pastor Chu.
我们特别也很感谢赵牧师。
For opening the doors and the hearts of the church to us.
打开你们的心，打开你们的教会，欢迎我们。
God bless you.
上帝祝福你们。
Thank you.